Muslim mosques and military bases in America? The mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. This brought to you by yours truly, the Turkish President, Tayyip Erdogan. Now, recently I was watching a video of former FBI agent John Guandolo talking about the Islamic terror attacks in America that have taken place since September 11th, 2001. During his exposition on Islamic terror within American borders, he brought up the question as to what would you think if a foreign country established military bases here in America? Well, the fact of the matter is there are over 35 jihadi terror training camps right here in America. These groups are responsible for over 50 terrorist attacks on American soils, and yet no one is talking about this. Fox News broadcast this on February 16th of 2009.
It's a frightening thought. Islamic terrorist training camps right here in America, in our backyards. The group Muslims of America, or Jamaat al-Fuqaha, as they're called in Pakistan, have established over 35 communities across the U.S. The group claims to be peaceful, but a videotape uncovered by the Christian Action Network shows that they can have a much more sinister side.
Folks, Muslims are establishing not only terror camps in America, but they're also establishing mosques in America, which, by the way, are the same thing. See, it's a sign of conquering, and as you know, out of their own mouths, the Muslims are not coming into America to assimilate. They are simply here in an attempt to dominate. Furthermore, this is what they are taught to do through the teachings of the Quran. It's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its laws on all nations, and to extend its power to the entire planet. This was said by Hassan Al-Abana. Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, said, "Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth." Mustafa Carroll, care director of Houston, Texas, said that if we are practicing Muslims, we're above the law of the land. What's even more disturbing is that the number of mosques in the United States have jumped up to 74% since September 11th, 2001. The U.S. survey in 2011 counted a total of 2,106 as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America, with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. The slow siege, of course, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, comes on the heels of the CIA-controlled media doing their lying best to sell Muslims on the heels of the homosexuals that are being used to help upend American sovereignty to the American people, not only as the victims, but also the advocates of a peaceful religion.
First of all, I find it absolutely astounding that a former assistant director of the FBI would say that Islam is a more violent religion than most other religions. If you look at
the victims? The religion of peace? Really? Folks, below are some verses taken directly from their book of peace called the Quran. "And slay them whenever you come upon them, and expel them from where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slaying, but fight them not by the holy mosque and tell that they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. Let not the believers take unbelievers for friends, rather than the believers. For whoso does that belongs not to God in anything, unless you have a fear of them. God warns you that you beware of them, and unto God is the homecoming."
Shut the Quran commands that you disavow and make hatred and enmity between democracy, between nationalism.
A test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road, and what his attitude is after everything has left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the President a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And just wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know, folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. 10 to 15 articles over there given to you every day concerning what is, in fact, being withheld from the American people. Just even to go further, just one step before I bring you over to beforeitsnews.com, because we're posted on the left side of that page as well. It's interesting. Morning show host Tim Brown, and also editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're always looking for avenues where we can go ahead and continuously disseminate our information to the people so we can reach more people. And in the process, we actually set up an account over at Truth. And I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but that's Donald Trump's outlet. And the only thing we're doing is holding to the Word of God and to the said Constitution and the enumerated laws found within. So it's not like we're doing anything subversive. We're just calling out the crime for what it is. And I guess when it comes to his new administration, I guess he just doesn't like the fact that the law exposes him as well for his crimes against the law that he promised to uphold with his hand on the Bible. But if what you're looking at right now, folks, is they banned the account. They took our account down right away. Okay. I just want to show you how this works, folks. What they say and what they do are two different stories. So wanted to let you know about that. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. And one more time, if you want to call in at any time, please do. Would love to hear from you. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know, folks, that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. Now, one of the things that we've always done in this ministry is the Lord has always let us out. We're not one of those that like to call ourselves cutting edge. We're not one of those. No. The Lord has us way out there in the front. And I'm saying that safely, friends. I'm saying that in the sense of 5 years, 10 years, 15 years ahead of the game, prophetically. And I'm talking about the giftings. I'm talking about the work of the Holy Spirit. I'm not trying to bring praise unto myself in any sense of the word. But one of those topics that we continuously been highlighting is that of the Islamic takeover. And you see what's going on over in other countries right now. As a matter of fact, over in the UK, they're declaring that it has fallen. And they're saying that it's fallen over there. And what they're doing is they're highlighting the fact that the Muslim gangs are now walking up and down the streets in the UK armed with AKs. Okay, you've been warned about this a long time ago. So they're declaring that the UK has now fallen. They're saying that Europe's almost completely gone. Here, let me show you what's going on so you can see it for yourself. And if you're listening to us by radio, you're going to hear this clearly, okay? And I'll paint the picture for you. But you need to know that it's happening, folks, because it is happening in America as well. Check this out. There's no sound, but what it does, friends, it shows you in Croydon, London, streets are taken over by armed Islamic gangs now. Not only are they grooming, not only are they murdering folks, but now they're taking over the streets in the UK. And it's also interesting to note, simultaneously, their police have been disarmed. The police have now been conditioned to go ahead and attack the people that would dare stand up against these invaders that mean to take over their country. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up, friends, is because, as you all well know, the Bible tells us we're supposed to go back to the old past in Jeremiah 6:16. And I read nothing concerning that which is in the present, concerning the modern day said preachers of the day in this country, for the most part. And the reason I'm saying that is because I'm reading a book. I've read three books. I'm on my fourth one right now, just over the last week and a half. And this one's called The Weakness of John Knox. John Knox was that prophet that was sent to contend with the powers that were tolerated by the people in Scotland. And what I'm talking about, folks, is they called him the trumpet blast of Scott. And whenever I look at preachers of old and I see the contrast between them of old and what we see in America today, I clearly see there's something seriously amiss. And what it is those that bear the cross and those that don't bear the cross. Let me give you a couple examples of what I'm talking about. Mary, Queen of Scots, they called her Bloody Mary. She was the one that made reference to the prayers of John Knox, and she said, "I fear John Knox in his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe." Got to keep in mind that when there were issues back in those days, these faithful preachers, these faithful prophets, and these apostolic individuals, they took it to those that were corrupt. They didn't sit there and dance around and let the politicians go ahead and do whatever they wanted to do, just like our forefathers didn't. Read the Declaration of Independence. Nope, John Knox in particular, as I'm highlighting him even now, it's interesting that he used to take it right to Mary, Queen of Scots. He would say to her face and her husband by making reference to Mary, Queen of Scots as Jezebel. And he would make reference to her husband as Nero. Okay? And they were afraid of him. And isn't it interesting? The Scots of the day, they took it to the corrupt politicians. But somehow or another, in America, they've been accustomed to just go ahead and submit to more tyranny because they don't understand that what's going on through their favorite politicians is nothing but untruths, lies, propagandas. As they continuously promulgate lies towards them, the people sit back and say, well, there's nothing we can do about it. That's one of the things they like to revert to. Or another thing they like to revert to is, you know what, they're not going to do anything. When in fact, they're, if you take it and put it in proper perspective, the ones that are complaining about what's going on in their said representative limited government, they're the ones that are the government, and their representatives are acting out accordingly to what it is that the government, the people, we the people under God, are tolerating concerning the corruption in the halls of government. Our forefathers didn't do that. And our forefathers knew enough not to give their allegiance over to man. As a matter of fact, if you remember right, the slogan from our forefathers was resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And I just made reference to the Declaration of Independence. And isn't it interesting that our forefathers taught Americans not to give their allegiance to corrupt politicians? They told them that that will bring a curse, and they said that you give your allegiance to no king but King Jesus. I want to show you Americans exactly what's happening, because the American people have failed to to bring it to the corrupt by bringing forth the articles of impeachment and prosecuting them. I'm going to take it line upon line, precept upon precept. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m. And we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends. As you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSRadio.com.
I'm going to wait for a couple more calls to come up. I see you up there, Sal. Just hold up with me for a minute. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I just showed you this during the last break, and I was highlighting, if you just joined us now, I was highlighting preachers of old, how they didn't sit there and allow corrupt politicians and the media during that particular time to circumvent the responsible party the way that they have today. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because not only did our forefathers, as a matter of fact, here, let me give you a quote real quick from Patrick Henry. He said, "Guard with jealous attention the public liberty." He said, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. It didn't say to just blindly follow right behind them. Do you not know the lessons that our forefather gave us and what the forefathers had given unto us? No king but King Jesus, appeal to heaven. The three quarters of the documentation, the Declaration of Independence, shows you the corruption of the government that they threw off. And they said, no more. This man's not going to be ruled by God. I'm sorry. This tyrant, King James, is not going to be ruled by God. You know what? We're not going to be ruled by tyrants. We're going to throw him off. And it's exactly the lessons that we learn when we look at the institution of government that's been given unto us. But somehow or another, the modern day people in this country, 345 million of them, sit back and allow them to allure, to entice illegals into their country that mean to conquer it. And the people do nothing. And the people do nothing. Now, if it doesn't apply to you and you're doing something, then don't get angry with me, because we're on the same team here. We're looking for doers of the word and not hearers only deceiving themselves. I just highlighted the fact in London right now, I played a video showing the Muslim gangs now, they've overpopulated the natives in that particular country. They're declaring that the UK has now fallen. You know, I don't know what it is, but in other countries, and I showed you videos a couple weeks ago concerning what's going on, the people are now taking to the street after the fact because they refuse to listen to the warnings of the living God and his faithful ministers. Now their backs are up against the wall, and now they're taking to the street saying, we don't want these people here anymore. Well, what they don't realize is it's all been done by design, and it's not been done by the design of bad men alone. It's, hey folks, let me say it this way. It doesn't matter. What matters here is who's above all of this, blessing and cursing the people. Really what it comes down to is the bad guys are now in the hands of the Lord, bringing judgment upon a people that refuse to obey him. Proverbs 7:2. They've lost their wisdom. They've lost their wits. Deuteronomy 4:6. And you can't make it up. But let me bring you over to Poland really quick. I want to show you, this is what happens when people don't listen to the warnings that people like myself are giving to you right now. And when you look at this, you have to understand that I'm going to bring it to you. This is now happening in America, and it's been happening in America for some time now. Check this out. The Polish people are saying Poland belongs to the Polish. Folks, there is tens of thousands. There may even be 100,000 people that are taken to the street now saying, we don't want these people here anymore. They are not here because they need help. They are here because they are on a mission to conquer our country. And it's interesting to note, and it falls right back to the responsible party, the people. Numbers 32, 23, it's just coming right back. This is happening now in Poland and the UK and other countries all over the world because they didn't deal with the corrupt politicians. Who's responsible for alluring them into their prospective countries? The corrupt politicians that they allowed to go ahead and commit the crimes, the treasonous acts that they've committed, without impunity, without actually bringing them to justice. And it's exactly, again, as I said, what's happening in America. Let me go over to Dublin really quick. I want you to see what's going on over there. These are all brand new, by the way. The Irish people don't want asylum seekers anymore. They are calling for mass deportation of asylum seekers. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that this isn't just happening in the Europe as we know it? This isn't just happening in other countries, friends, across the world. Nope, it's happening right now in America. Matter of fact, Tim Brown just did a brand new article in America here, okay? And I want you to see it. Muslim Americans are surging in political offices, historic win and Sharia law concerns. Okay, listen. Tim highlighted the fact that in 2018, he said, we reported on the significant number of Muslims who won office across the country. We then followed up in 2019 when the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CARE is the acronym, declared that they were looking to have over 5,000 Muslims running for office in America in 2020. It failed miserably, only to be later followed up in 2022 with a record number of political seats won by Muslims in America. Now, I want you to pay attention, Americans. They're not, you have to understand, the Quran runs antithetical to who we are as a people. Do you all understand that? Okay? It's not congruent with the U.S. Constitution. It's at war with who we are. So they're not swearing in with their hands on the Bible, just so you know. Okay? They're not swearing with their hands on the Bible. They're swearing with their hands on the Quran, which means to conquer who we are as a people. I also want you to take note that some time back we had John Guandolo, former FBI, talking about the Islamic terror attacks in America that have taken place since not 2011, one, but since the 1970s. Since the 1970s, okay? I want you to listen carefully. Since September 11th, there's disturbing numbers of mosques that are being found in the United States, and they have jumped up from 74% since September 11th. If you look at Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, you're going to see that it was the Lord that appointed it. And then he said after that, because you refused to take heed to his commandments and his judgments, folks, again, we serve the Lord because of what Christ has done for us. We serve the Lord as we are empowered by his righteousness, as we receive his righteousness. And we do the things that we do because we've been saved. We don't do the things to do that we do to get saved. Okay, when you're saved, you're going to, by grace, keep his commandments, period. Read 1 John 2, 6, and then put that in contrast to 1 John 2, 4 as well. Now, I want you to listen to this because it's important that you understand since September 11th, Americans have been under attack. I want to say it again. Since September 11th, Americans have been under attack. I just got done highlighting, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com that the Muslims are taking over office. I believe it's up to 136 more occupants are from Middle Eastern countries that are occupying offices in the United States of America. And keep in mind, they're swearing in on the Quran, okay? We got more to go. They found that mosques in the United States of America, which have been equated to military camps in America and worldwide by John Guandolo. He said there's a militant underbelly to these people. He said that 74% increase in mosques in the United States since September 11th. So what the politicians have been doing has been going in contrast to what they've been distracting you from. The U.S. survey in 2011 counted a total of 2,106 mosques as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America, on top of the 35 jihadi camps that I already told you of, and I already gave you the history, at least present history, from the 30s to the present, how they've been used by Adolf Hitler and the such to kill off their political opposition. Is that what's happening in other countries right now? It's exactly what's happening. If you look at Merkel, by the way, who was named the person of the year in the American media, I believe it was Time magazine, I could stand corrected on that, but it was one of the two major magazines where she was considered to be the person of the year. She was the one that was responsible for slapping her flag in Germany and saying Germany belongs to jihad, to the Muslims. Okay? So all of this stuff that's going on, folks, it's just right now in America, it's just hush, hush. They're just, through omission, not even highlighting any of this content that we're sharing with you. Again, that should share with you as to why we're being censored and cut off from outlets such as Donald Trump's Truth Outlet, the way that we just were. But again, you need to understand, friends, this siege that is taking over in this country, the word siege biblically means a slow takeover. Is that what you're seeing right now? Here, if you're still not convinced as to what's going on here, let me show you what's going on in Dublin. Check this out. This is the massive protest in Ireland right now with tens of thousands of people standing up and saying enough is enough. Americans, are you going to wait until you respond to your own demise? Are you going to tolerate the crimes of your politicians that have committed the act of treason? Because if so, you deserve what you get. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of 3 decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Wait. It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31. It states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. 233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's Word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the Word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that evil men understand not judgment. Y'all understand? I hope so. 281-845-4704. Hey guys, if you call in, you're going to have to hold on. I'm not going to just break up our content to appease what's going on in the minds of men, to shift everything over so they forget the topic. So please hold on with me when you do call in. 281-845-4704. But I wanted to highlight the fact that, friends, that what's going on in America is the people have become so biblically and constitutionally illiterate. Here, let me show you what I'm talking about. So when I read Amos 6:3, what does it say that people, to the people that refuse to do what the Lord commands them to do concerning keeping the commandments of the Lord and keeping his judgments, by the way, which is the heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24?
He said, you that put away the evil day, you put far away from you the evil day. In other words, you say that that will never happen here and cause the seed of violence to come near to you. Has anybody been paying attention to the crime increase in the United States of America? Because these little countries right now that are taking to the streets and the tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people demanding that they be deported, isn't it interesting? They now understand, but they didn't want to listen at first neither. And I can suspect that many of the kids are no longer here. They've been raped. They've been sold off. They've been trafficked. But again, friends, yes, they need to be deported. But what about holding accountable the said representatives for the act of treason by bringing them into the country in the first place? But if you don't want to hear that, that's fine. Here, let me give you another one here. It tells us in Proverbs 21, verse 7, the violence of the wicked, those that know to do right but do it not, that means the people that tolerate the crimes of the criminal without holding them accountable to their crimes, no consequence, in other words, the violence of the wicked will destroy them because they refuse to do justice. Isn't that exactly why politicians do what they do? Oh, absolutely. What did our forefathers know? What did the early church know? Well, when you look at Psalm 94:16, it tells us here, I just want to read it to you so you can at least understand the truth that you're now going to be held accountable for. It says, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Let me put in perspective, friends. Your said representative government, your representatives do not have a right to transgress the law that they promised to uphold. Just want to make clear you understand that. That's why, as I'm giving you forth the word now that stands against what you tolerate, and then when I look at the Constitution and the responsibility of we the people, isn't it interesting? Here, I want to show this to you. Let me just show it to you so you can see it with your eyes. I'm going to go to the U.S. Constitution, and I want you to see what it says at the preamble for your own eyes so you can hear with your own ears. What does it say? Here, let me show you. We the people of the United States, we are the government under God. We have representatives, right? In order to form a more perfect union, all 50 states acknowledge on their state preambles that our rights come from God. What does it say? Establish justice. It establishes justice for what? To ensure domestic tranquility, peace, lawful peace. When you drive by a cop, what does it say on the side of his car? A peace officer. What does a peace officer do? He enforces the law against the crime. Americans, you're never going to know peace until you enforce the law against the criminals. Now, I want to show you, and I'm talking about in the halls of government, namely governors and mayors and those that are in federal government right now that are creating all of these scenarios right now, where with every act of crisis that they've created, remember, out of chaos, we can create a new world order. Understand who's creating the chaos and crisis, because if you look at the pill and the jam, just follow the money trail and who it's always aimed at. That's all you have to do to understand where this is going. And that is the perfect judgments of God. But what I wanted to say is if the American people understood what was going on in their own backyards today, and many people do, by the way, they would call for the articles of impeachment and they would hold these said representatives that receive their just powers and delegated authority from the consent of we the people. They would not be doing the things that they're doing right now. As a matter of fact, we Christians are to teach them the fear of God. And in their case, it's not a filial fear, it's a diabolical fear, and rightfully so. And until we show them the consequence of the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, and holding them accountable to those crimes, 8 U.S. 1324, according to federal law, in many cases, the consequence is death. And if they're not reminded of that, what happens to lawbreakers, then again, you're going to breed more of this. And it's exactly, in fact, what is happening in America today. Here, let me show you. This is brand new. A new Washington state law now recognizes two Islamic holidays. See, you're all being distracted from all of this, Americans. And I love you enough to tell you what it is that needs to be done to protect your little backsides before the Lord, because I know the Lord to be a back watcher. Matter of fact, that's why the Pharisees of the day completely rejected him. They didn't know their own peace. They didn't do what he commanded them to do. They didn't understand what real love was. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, you know, that's okay. It's just, you know, it's just our kids will deal with it. Yep. And they will. And they will. And they will suffer the consequence. And you will fall down. You will be hated and you will be looked at as a reproach from these young people. Some will say, okay, that's cool. Here, let me show you something else that's going on in your country because you might not know. New South Portland mayor is inaugurated. You ready for this one? Okay, this is happening right now, too, as you're being distracted from all of this, through all of this nonsense going on through this administration that is keeping you distracted. But then again, that's what actors do, and that's exactly what they're doing.
First Muslim mayor.
I see it in a policy making is the same as a city councilor, but as a mayor, is going to be the face of the city. So it's going to be a really good thing that you have a different person who look like
hey,
me.
Hey, folks, so you understand how this all works, if you're looking at this right now, this new South Portland mayor inaugurated, she has her hijab on. She has. If you look at the Islamic women back in the 60s, they were very much westernized. All of this is a sign of slavery. You do need to understand that. You also need to understand that when they come into America and they have all of this garb on, it shows you that they are not here to assimilate, but to usurp and to conquer. And apparently people aren't paying attention to that neither. But I just wanted to show you this. Also wanted to let you know that they just brought up an Afghanistan or a Pakistan day in Abbott State too, the one that's sold to you as a Christian. You know, like the rest of them. I mean, it's insane. Doesn't anybody understand that you judge men by their fruit and that alone, not by their confession? I mean, folks, look what you're in
for. The Council on American Islamic Relations shared with us a statement that it hopes Mayor Dalek will help inspire a new generation.
To inspire a new generation of American Muslims. What are they doing, folks?
American Muslims.
What are they doing? It's not about America. It's about overthrowing. And if you don't want to believe that, again, just look at these other countries that are trying to scream out to the world saying, look what's happening to us right now because we didn't listen to guys like Bradley Dean and Tim Brown. Now, I want to go back and I want to show you something because, again, I don't think people understand. You guys all know who Keith Ellison is, right? Keith Ellison, he's a traitor to his God. He's a traitor to himself, and of course he's going to be, the fallout will be, he's a traitor and a treasonous individual towards his own people. Now, Keith Ellison, since he was planted, and don't get me wrong about what I'm saying here, because he was planted by the CIA, and so was Tim Walz. Don't get me wrong what I'm saying here right now. The CIA has offices throughout the Capitol buildings throughout the United States of America now. Did you all know that? Did you also know that their purpose is to destabilize countries? Right? Did you also know that Truman equated the CIA to the American version of the Gestapo? And had he known, he would have had nothing to do with it. Just ask the Bushes. Just ask every subsequent administration since the Bushes. And again, look who has been under attack since September 11th because it failed in 1998 under his daddy. Do you all remember that? Just wanted to make clear. Because I don't know anybody that believes that scenario anymore given by the mainstream media. But let me go back over to Keith Ellison. Keith Ellison, along with Tim Walz, who's a pedophile, no question about it. He was in the 5th Congress, and I'm talking about the 5th District. Keith Ellison was. People hated his guts then. Nobody takes him serious. And then before you know it, he got the nod, and then he became mysteriously, in the face of all the opposition by the police commission in the state of Minnesota, became the said attorney general. And it's also interesting to note that he's been doing nothing but attacking the police since he's been there. Him and his little treasonous son. Okay? Well, this should come as no surprise, only to prove the point. Keith Ellison is caught on a tape recording of conversation with Feeding Our Future figures. It's a huge scandal in Minnesota right now, where millions and millions of dollars have been going to an organization called Feed America. And what's interesting is the conversation that Mr. Ellison was caught on with a mic drop. He was completely caught on video, and I'm sorry, audio, confessing to what he's been a part of. You know what the mainstream media and the outlets did instantly? This is why I continuously tell you that they are, in fact, guilty of the crimes as accomplices to the crimes of those that they're working for. Jeremiah 11:9, absolutely factual information. Every single one of them tried to play it down. Every single one of them. I don't have a whole lot of time. I got the video audio right in front of me right here. It's all typed out in subtitles for you, friends, concerning his crimes. What's also interesting, at the same time, did you know that the governor in the state of Minnesota, along with Ellison, they both want, listen to me carefully, they both want 200 to 300% more Muslims in the state of Minnesota. Guess what they've been given sway to? The Muslims in Minnesota. They've called for, guess what? The Muslims can now pray 5 days. 5 days, five times a week, and five times a day throughout the week on a live broadcast. We'll
this
be right back.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty. Just a quick heads up. Not only will we be doing events in Pensacola, Florida, but we will also be doing the Sons of Liberty Conference with Alex Newman and other guest speakers to be announced. This will take place at Grace Community Church, 1060 West Granada Boulevard, Ormond Beach, Florida, just outside of Daytona, April 22nd, 2025 at 6 to 8 p.m. Hope to see you there. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Mike, I see you up there from Fort Collins, Colorado. Just hang on 1 second. Let me finish my thought and I'll pick you up. Okay, so what I'm doing, let me finish my thought, Mike, and I'll get at you, okay? So I just wanted to highlight this so you see how it so you can see how this is all working. In Minneapolis right now, it's the first state in the United States of America to actually overthrow noise pollution, to say that the Muslims can now pray five times a day on a live speaker in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. Okay. Who's ushering all of this in? Why are they colonizing in Minnesota? And by the way, it's not just this state. It's all over the country right now. The Midwest especially, because they want to divide. They're using these people as a military battering ram. political battering ram. Go ahead and look into history. Prove me wrong. 281-845-4704. Did you know that both Ellison and Tim Walz are calling for up to 200 to 300% more Muslims in the state of Minnesota? Isn't that interesting? Look at this. Tim Walz is also in trouble for being a part of the same fraud that's being committed against the people in the state of Minnesota. I mean, as if to suggest he didn't know that, he's been attacking Minnesota since he's been here. He's a pedophile, period. Look what he did. He attacked small businesses. He attacked old folks' homes during the pandemic. And guess what, friends? There's absolutely no justice that has been brought upon the heads of the guilty since the last 4 years. There's been not one of them brought to justice. And the people in this country sit back and they allow it to happen again. It's aimed at you, people. Do you not understand this? And who's doing it? Ask the father of the vaccine in that particular case. How come nobody's been indicted? How come nobody's been charged? This is on you, people. Our forefathers would have never put up with this in a million years. And furthermore, the subversive don't have a right to go ahead and do the things that they're subversively doing. But going back to Keith Ellison and Tim Walz, who are both being implicated in this laundering scheme, I just want you to see it for yourself. And guess what? Everybody's looking at the illegals. Everybody's looking at those that are here conquering America right now. That's secondary to laying the axe to the root of the tree concerning the guilty party. It was your representatives on federal and state levels that allured them into this country. And remember, folks, Texas and Florida, neither one of those good guys that have been sold to you, neither one of them deported them. They imported them. Remember, it was a joke on what they called blue states? Remember, it was a joke on those that they called the Democrats? Really? Who loses, folks? You do. What do you think these illegals coming in to conquer that were allured in by your government, do you think that they're going to stay away from those that are in red states? Do you think that they're going to see if you got your unconstitutional Republican button on so they can just leave you alone? Are you really? Have you been that desensitized, people? My goodness, here's another one for you. Minnesota House of Representatives. Did you know that the governor of the state of Minnesota, did you know that he is under 60 investigations right now concerning this fraud? And guess what he's doing? He's saying, you know what, we got to take $39 million and we have to go after these people that are guilty of fraud. What do they do? What do communists do? They always use the law against the law. And they use the media that covers for them because that's all they do. How is it, and I want to put it to you again, how is it that everybody's guilty except the ones that you know are guilty? And how is it that they're never held accountable? And how is it that 345 million people in this country sit there and complain about what they tolerate in such small number? How? I don't know. I don't understand it. We got Mike Walsh calling in from Fort Collins, Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friend, my friend. What do you say? And what say you?
Bradley, I met you when you were in Johnstown. I gave you a couple imitation tinfoil hats.
Oh, okay.
I'm now making them out of aluminum.
Okay.
But anyway, okay, so I know, I believe that the Muslims, and yeah, and you're right, it's these people bringing them in. They couldn't come in if they weren't being brought in. But they're definitely trying to take over, and it says it in the Quran, I guess, that they have to conquer. Okay, so yes, I believe that firmly, but then the Israelis, you know, are killing the Muslims, and people come down on the Israelis. If they could get over that wall, they would slaughter every Israeli in Israel.
Yeah. See,
you know,
yeah.
So it's a tough call. I don't
well,
know.
Well, no, it's not, because first of all, you know, it's not the Israel of God. And what they're trying to do is they're right. trying to use these groups. If it's not the sodomites, the homosexuals, the lesbians, the hate groups, the Black Lives Matters, and all these other political battering rams, now the Muslims in that particular case, hey, folks, it works for them against other people, but if they dare threaten us, we'll mow them down. Here, I want to read this to you really quick. Rabbi David I'm doing my best in saying his last name. He said the Jewish Messiah will only appear once. Edom, the United States of America, were called Goyim, were the Gentiles. Europe and Christianity, he said, is totally destroyed. He's saying unless Europe and Christianity is totally destroyed, he said, you know what? That's not the Messiah. Then he says, so I ask you, is it good news that Islam invades Europe? That's what they've been using, right? Who's behind the use of this political battering ram called Islam? It's excellent news, he said. Islam is the broom of Israel. So what's happening? They're using Islam to topple countries that they mean to steal. And that's exactly why people are trying to wake up the American people and people worldwide, because this Zionist Israel, this man-made Israel that Jacob Rothschild said that his family's responsible for, again, cross-check me, the Balfour Declaration, you'll see it right there. I got the video. I played the video for you. It doesn't get any plainer than the nose on your face. And what do we see in the People's White House today? It's a Zionist, and all the cabinet members are all Zionist. And what are they doing? Showing their allegiance to who? Modern-day Israel. And it's not God's Israel. It's not the Israel of God. And what are they doing? They're using the Muslims to conquer nations that they could not otherwise conquer. And people need to wake up to that, because this is the history that's being repeated again. I'll give you the last word, Mike.
So the Israelis are using the Muslims. That's great.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of
Zionists.
Yeah, the Zionists. They're not, you know, what we're hearing is Zionist Christianity. No, they're not. It's a lack of. It's contrast. There's a major conflict. It's like yin and yang. It doesn't exist. It's not like the devil and the Lord are friends, and they want you to believe that somehow or another that's just the case. So thank you for the call. Totally appreciate it. 281-845-4704. You know, it's interesting when you give people the facts, they can chuckle all they want. They can go ahead and chuckle all they want. But at the end of the day, I want to say this, as a faithful servant, as unto the Lord, don't tell me you weren't told, because you have been told. Just like those other countries that are now having to stand up because their backs are up against the wall, okay? So let's go to this, and I want you to see this, and I'm going to go ahead and pull this off the screen here. And for those that are listening to us, I want to just go all the way down and show you Islamic terrorism since 1972 that Wikipedia highlighted, okay? So New York, 1972, 4:14, 10 members of the local mosque phone in a false alarm and then ambush responding officers, killing one. I'm just going to slowly go up to the top, because there is a plethora of crimes committed on American soil, and it's been going on for decades in this country. September 11th was not the first. And isn't it interesting who they're all zeroing in on? The same ones that modern-day Israel is zeroing in on. Who is that? Christians. Christians. Just ask them. The ones that want to remove scriptures from the Bible. Just ask them. Those that are trying to create any violation of anti-Semitism, as they call it and create it. There is none other name found except when you attack the Jewish people. For some reason or another, it's okay and it's applicable to everybody else, but you better not do it to them. And why is that, friends? Why is it that they're getting a special pass? Why are they getting laws made on their behalf? Because it's who this administration is working for. And I believe that the American people are beginning to finally wake up as to who Donald Trump is working for, because a lot of people are really bothered about what's going on in this country. And they're trying to figure out why his allegiance is to not Benjamin Netanyahu, but Benjamin Mialikowski, again, who is not a Hebrew. He has no Hebrew DNA in his body. He's a total scam. He's a scoundrel. And as a matter of fact, many people are even broadcasting that he's one of the most wicked, monstrous people on the planet. And yet they got the churches in America supporting this guy. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that he was impeached by his own people during the pandemic because 75% of the people in his country said we're not taking those vaccines because we know what's in them? And then they impeached him. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that the guy is being called out for what? Massive genocide? How is it that people don't pay attention to what matters here? You need to wake up to what's going on, America, because this is all aimed at you. Again, look at the definition of a terrorist. According to the Department of Homeland Security, it's aimed at you. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.